Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Allow Me to Retort a Black Guy's Guide to the Constitution, is a 2022 nonfiction legal commentary by Ely Mistel, a justice correspondent for The Nation and a lawyer known for sharply critical public analysis of the U.S. courts. The book is not a conventional constitutional law textbook. Instead, it is a polemical, accessible guide that argues the Constitution should be read with clear attention to its racial and gender exclusions, its slaveholding origins, and the way modern conservative legal thought often uses it to limit civil rights. Mistel writes for general readers rather than legal specialists, combining humor, plain language, and forceful opinion to explain concepts like constitutional interpretation, substantive due process, and judicial power. The purpose is both educational and argumentative to show how constitutional law affects everyday life and why judicial appointments, court decisions, and political participation matter for protecting rights. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Constitution as a product of slavery, exclusion, and compromise, a central claim of the book is that the U.S. Constitution cannot be understood as a neutral or universally democratic document because its creation reflected the interests of white male slaveholders and colonists. Mistel emphasizes that black people, women, and other marginalized groups were not included as full participants in the political order the Constitution created. This historical framing matters because it challenges the common habit of treating the document as sacred or self-evidently. Just rather than beginning from reverence, the book begins from the premise that the Constitution was built within systems of racial hierarchy and political exclusion. That argument shapes the rest of the book. If the founding structure was compromised by exclusion, then modern constitutional interpretation should not automatically preserve its original assumptions. Mistel uses this framework to question the moral authority of originalism and to show that appeals to history often conceal whose interests history actually served. Secondly, translating constitutional law into plain language for non-lawyers. One of the book's main achievements is its effort to make constitutional law legible to readers without legal training. Mistel strips away technical jargon and explains legal ideas in a style that is direct, conversational, and often sharply funny, rather than presenting doctrine as an intimidating field reserved for courts and professors. He treats it as a set of rules and arguments that ordinary citizens should be able to understand. This approach is important because constitutional disputes are often discussed in ways that obscure their real-world effects. By simplifying terms like substantive due process and related judicial doctrines, Mistel helps readers see how abstract legal reasoning can shape access to bodily autonomy, voting rights, equality, and personal liberty. The book is therefore not just a commentary on law, but also a translation project. Its explanatory method gives readers the tools to follow Supreme Court debates, evaluate political rhetoric, and recognize when legal language is being used to disguise ideological choices. Thirdly, how conservative legal strategy uses the courts to narrow rights. The book argues that many of the most serious threats to civil rights do not come only from legislation, but from judicial interpretation, especially conservative efforts to constrain constitutional protections. Mistel repeatedly points readers toward the courts as the arena where long-term political change often happens, since judges can either expand or shrink the practical meaning of rights. He critiques the way conservative legal actors frame their positions as neutral or traditional while advancing outcomes that weaken protections for women, racial minorities, and LGBTQ people. The book presents the judiciary as a decisive site of conflict over abortion, bodily autonomy, voting access, gerrymandering, police power, and discrimination. This focus matters because it shifts attention away from abstract partisan debate and toward institutional control. In Mistel's analysis, elections matter partly because they determine judicial appointments, and judicial appointments matter because they shape the rules governing daily life. The book therefore teaches readers to see the courts as political institutions with profound consequences, not as distant referees standing above society. Fourthly, right, not symbolism what constitutional disputes mean in daily life. A recurring theme is that constitutional arguments are not merely symbolic fights about national identity. They affect concrete conditions in people's lives. Mistel links constitutional doctrine to issues such as police brutality, electoral power, healthcare, reproductive autonomy, and the ability of marginalized communities to live without constant legal vulnerability. This practical emphasis gives the book its urgency. Instead of treating the Constitution as a ceremonial object, Mistel asks readers to consider who gains power, who loses protection, and who is left exposed when courts define rights narrowly. The book is especially attentive to how constitutional interpretation can normalize unequal outcomes while appearing formal and principled. By tying doctrine to everyday harms, Mistel demonstrates why arguments over states' rights, voting rules, or the scope of due process are never simply theoretical. They determine who can vote, who can be protected from state coercion, and who can access basic liberties without needing to fight case by case for recognition. Lastly, a reform-minded challenge to constitutional reverence. Although the book is highly critical of the Constitution as written and interpreted, it is not simply nihilistic. Mistel argues for a more honest and reform-oriented politics that rejects blind reverence and instead asks how the system can be changed to serve democratic equality. He supports ideas such as abolishing the Electoral College, imposing term limits on Supreme Court justices, and rejecting state sovereignty claims that undermines civil rights in areas like elections, policing, healthcare, and gun regulation. These proposals reflect the book's larger purpose to move readers from critique to institutional imagination. Mistel does not pretend constitutional change is easy, but he insists that resignation to the existing structure is a political choice, not a necessity. This makes the book distinct from purely historical criticism. It combines diagnosis with reformist direction, urging readers to understand both what is broken and where pressure should be applied. The result is a work that is argumentative but also strategically useful for readers who want to think about how law might be made more inclusive. In conclusion, Allow Me to Retort is best suited for readers who want an accessible but forceful account of how constitutional law shapes race, gender, voting, bodily autonomy, and judicial power in the United States. It will be especially valuable to non-lawyers, students, activists, and readers who feel that traditional constitutional commentary often avoids the issue of whose interests the document has historically served. The book offers practical benefits by translating legal doctrine into plain language, and by showing how court appointments and constitutional interpretation influence real policies, not just academic debates. It also offers intellectual benefits by challenging readers to question inherited reverence for the Constitution, and to understand originalism as a contested political project, rather than a neutral method. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of legal explanation, historical critique, and sharp rhetorical style. Many books on constitutional law either educate cautiously or argue abstractly. Mistel does both while remaining deliberately readable, politically direct, and grounded in the lived consequences of constitutional decisions. That mix gives the book a distinctive voice and makes it a strong entry point into contemporary debates over constitutional power and civil rights. If you would like to support Ely Mistel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.